All right. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. It's a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful night. And we get to celebrate and honor our Savior, our Lord and King, Jesus. On this night, he was born. He came to this earth. Think about it. God himself humbling himself to the point of being born, being a baby, and coming for us to give us life. So we're just going to sing. We're going to worship tonight. God's been doing so much in our midst. You know, what we saw on Sunday, just with the Christmas program and the kids singing and dancing. You know, it's not just songs that we're singing. It's not just dances. This is praise and worship that we're offering to our King, our Lord. I was thinking about in Scripture where it says, glory to God in the highest. It's the highest place. He's in the highest place. He's not just high. He's as high as you could even fathom, but higher than that. So we just want to give him glory in the highest place that we could even fathom in worship, that we could even go to the farthest reaches of our spirit and just really give him that honor and that praise that he's due. Amen? So if you can be on our feet, let's all stand together, and let's give him glory on this Christmas night, Christmas Eve night. Yes, Lord.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Choirs
of angels sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore.
Yea,
Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in fresh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Earth. You were born in a manger.
in a stable. How amazing you are, how humble you are. Oh Lord, we just come and bring our offering of incense to you. We come and bring our gifts before you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All of heaven is still rejoicing. All of heaven is still rejoicing. So we rejoice with the angels now. Oh, 'cause you are the bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord. We have every reason to give you thanks. So many reasons to bow down before you. That you would come in such a lowly state. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored. Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come. Spring of the virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleases man with men to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lay his glory by, for that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sin. The newborn King. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If we can have the choir come up.
Hello. Oh, praise the Lord. Before I start, I just wanted to share something real quick that the Lord did for me yesterday. The Lord actually, he confronted me with something and checked me on it. Basically, he was talking to me about humility and how... Unfortunately, I was gossiping with a couple of coworkers, and someone overheard me and corrected me immediately, and he said something to me that was profound, that it's not about the stress of our life, it's not about, you know, being hungry, being tired of the situation, because I work with kids, and he said it's all about being a team, and the Lord was just speaking to me about being a team and being a unity in the body of Christ, and he led me to Ephesians 4, and I just wanted to read that. 4 and 14, it says, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ." So, as we continue this Christmas season with Mary, did you know that we just are in the perspective of just humility and going lower for him?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child
be doing a dance. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Kennedy. I'm going to be doing a dance for you tonight. Usually I've got my partner in crime, Ashley, here with me, but she is with her family, so this will be my first time doing it as a solo. It is to a song called Rescue, which is not a traditional Christmas song, but the message is about the power of Jesus to rescue us from whatever it is that we are going through, whatever difficult situations we are facing. And that would not be possible if he hadn't come to this earth as a humble baby and die on the cross for our sins and then raised from the dead as a glorious king. It's because of that that he can meet us right where we're at. He knows exactly what you're going through, and his power is here to rescue you this evening.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your. Thank you.
I love that picture, there we go, of just Asher running up to his mom. And that's, as I was praying about doing communion tonight, that's actually a picture that the Lord had given me, coming to him as simple as a child. And when we choose to believe what Jesus did for us, and knowing that he came as a savior of the world, as a little baby, but yet the lamb and the lion of Judah, both in one and more, it's just believing, just as a little child. As we were praying, my husband, we were trying to talk about communion, and my daughter was just acting up a little bit, and we weren't able to talk because of her acting up. So he went and he corrected her, and then after he corrected her, she ran back to me, and she ran into my arms because that was a place of trust. It was a place of believing, and that's what God created us for in that relationship. That's why he came, is for us to connect with him. And there's sometimes that we go through things that are hard and difficult that try to pull us away from believing what Jesus really did. But when we come as a simple child and we humble ourselves and say, I really truly believe what he did for me at the cross. He took all my sins, all my shame. He took everything so that I don't have to be separate from him. Because sometimes our situations and circumstances can actually question or cause us to question and not believe what Jesus actually did. And is it real? Is it for me? But because my child came to me as a place of trust, she's able to trust and let go, knowing that I was going to be able to take care of her and comfort her. And in this season, I feel like God wants to know that you can believe that he is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And he came. And that you don't have to look at your situation or circumstance kind of like a false comfort. For example, my shoulder sometimes ends up dislocating. And there was three nights, each night it went out. And typically the way I lay, it doesn't go out. And my husband wanted to pray for me, but he had a sense from the Holy Spirit that I was holding on to trauma because of what had happened. And he's like, I really want you to let go. I feel like the Holy Spirit wants you to let go of that trauma before the Lord can come and touch your shoulder and heal that. And so I had a choice at that moment to believe what Jesus actually did for me. Did he die on the cross? Only, not only for my sins, but also to bring healing and wholeness for my shoulder. So I had to, at that moment, it was like, am I going to hold on to that trauma? Or am I going to truly believe Jesus for who he is? So I took a chance to repent and renounce the trauma. And Jesus came in and showed a picture for him of what he was doing in my shoulder and making new cartilage. And it hasn't gone out since then. And so I'm trusting and believing that God is who he says he is, because he is. His word doesn't lie. He doesn't lie. He's not a liar. He's a father who loves, a father who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. So as we were also praying tonight, God showed something to our youngest daughter. And I think Peter's going to pick it up from there.
You know, we're confronted with doubt all the time. And it's important, especially in this season when we're around so many of our family and friends, we're coming together closer than usually any other time of the year. We have this opportunity to really, we're confronted with the things that we don't believe. And then we have this opportunity to really let go of the unbelief. And one of the things we're thinking through, and our youngest daughter had the picture of this little movie that we watched. It's called The Promise. And there's this moment where Mary and Joseph are betrothed, and they're on top of the rooftop, and they're with the mother and their father, and they're taking the wine and the bread, and they're having communion. And what struck me about this moment was this, is that Joseph, having been directed in a dream to take Mary as his wife, because the child that was in her womb was conceived with the Holy Spirit, he had to let go of the doubt that he was holding on to. He had to actually renounce the doubt and let go of it, and he had to take a hold of the bread by promise that was going to be crushed, and that bread was the very son that was alive inside of her womb. And he knew, they both knew, they believed that this child was conceived of the Holy Spirit and would one day be crushed. And he believed by taking the juice that was crushed from these grapes to produce the wine, the new covenant, and he chose to let go. And we all have that opportunity this morning, this evening, tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening. Are we going to let go? So I'm inviting us today, tonight. Communion is as simple as letting go and saying, okay, I'm going to let go of the things I don't believe. I'm going to let go of the offenses I have in my heart so that I can be one with you, be close to you. And that very tonight, I sat with my daughter and I said, communion is simple. It's about the body of Jesus that was broken, that makes us whole, and the blood of Jesus that was poured out. It's just that simple. And as we approach communion that simply, we can partake of it because we're opening up our hearts to let him take the stuff out by giving it to him. One of the things I had also was just a small picture, a teddy bear sitting down with his arms open. And isn't that how simple the exchange is? God's saying, I want to take what you have and I want to exchange it for something much better. So tonight, as you consider communion before your, in your heart, before the Lord, if there is anything in your heart that you know is holding you back from being close to him and allowing him to be close to you, then I would offer that moment, exchange what you have for what he has, because it's so much better. It's his body and it's his blood that was poured out for you. Amen.
So I'm just going to take a moment to pray. Also, just quiet yourself before the Lord, that if there is something that the Lord is exposing, that he wants to bring you to a place of love, he wants to bring you to a place of healing, he wants to bring you to a place of restoration and a place of hope. He died. After all, he did lay his life down so that you could have that. Believe it, beloved. It's for you. So, Father, we just thank you for sending your beautiful son down to the cross. As a little baby first, and then grew up and experienced everything that we would ever experience, everything that we would ever face. And yet you lay before us life and death, and you want us to choose. Lord, we choose you. We choose and willingly choose life. And so, Father, we just ask that you would just talk to us. Show us in our hearts if there's any unforgiveness, if there's any doubt, any unbelief, any trauma that's holding us back from receiving your very best gift. We want to exchange it. We renounce it. We ask for your forgiveness, Lord. In Jesus' name, we lay it down and we give it to you just as a simple child just comes and runs to her daddy, runs to his daddy, because we trust you, Lord, because you're good. So we take this communion, Lord. We bless these elements. We sanctify them. And we thank you, Lord, for all your promises, all your blessings that you have given us, Lord. In Jesus' name. And the Lord's also just reminding me, after the picture of my child coming to me, just holding him, I just saw the Lord come in with his light in my heart and exposing it. It shined like a diamond where it radiated. And there was lots of rainbows just radiating off because of his light and because of his promises. So just, he was showing that to me to remind me, to encourage you. That's what he has for you. So I bless you.
You may have heard this before, some of us. Jesus has over 700 names and titles in the Bible, and unlimited names in heaven. He has a name for every need we could ever have. It starts with Savior. It starts with Redeemer. He redeems anything that he touches, any life that he touches, he redeems. So when people say, well, I've tried him and it didn't work, they've not met the true Jesus, because every life is redeemed when that life comes into contact with Jesus. He's that powerful. He's that mighty. Think of him in your life. He is willing to activate all those names, whether you know them or not. When you cry out on the name Jesus, he can activate those 700 plus names in the Bible and unlimited in heaven if we're willing to receive his work in our life. His power is not limited. The enemy tries to convince us that his power is limited, but it's not. When we come into contact with him, it's up to us to receive. We don't have to try. We don't have to strive. We just receive him as the powerful Redeemer, and it goes on from there. Lord, Savior, Jehovah Rapha, your healer, Jehovah Jireh, your provider. It just goes on and on and on. And it's just a receiving. He's truly the gift of Christmas. We've said that. We believe that. And a gift is received. It's received. So if you're having difficulty receiving in this season of Christmas, it's even harder during the year, because we're reminded constantly about Jesus in this season. But all it takes is that humility that Kennedy was talking about. We just humble ourselves. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. He loves to hear that, because he knows what he's doing. Lord, I don't have enough strength. Great, I do. If we admit we're weak, he comes in and brings his strength. He can't wait to do that for us. Let's connect with him in the rest of this service, and as we go, connect with him over this next year, that by next Christmas, we'll say we truly know the Redeemer has redeemed everything in our lives, and we'll worship him even at a higher level next year. Amen? Oh, that was, we could do better. Amen? There is a Redeemer, God Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till your work on earth is done. When I stand in glory,
I will see your face, and there I'll praise my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to your work on earth is done. And leaving your Spirit to your work on earth is done. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus. He came to earth to rescue you. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus, Savior of the world withdrew. Humbly born in a lowly manger, supernatural birth in Bethlehem. Angels rejoiced, shepherds were in awe, kings journeyed from afar to see it all. Born fully God and fully man. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus. He came to earth to rescue you. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus, Savior of the world with truth. Died on a cross at Calvary, to save you from your sin eternally. Sacrificial death, mighty resurrection. Bowing to him will truly set you free. Oh, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords will set you free. Kings, Lord of Lords will set you free. Come, come home to the arms of Jesus. Amazing love beats in his heart for you. Come, come home to the arms of Jesus. Heaven forever is waiting for you. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus. He came to earth to rescue you. Come, come home to the heart of Jesus, Savior of the world with truth. Won't you come, 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 won't you come, 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 come to the heart of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, come into his loving arms for you, the heart of Jesus, heart of Jesus.
come into his loving arms. Heart of Jesus, heart of Jesus, come into his loving arms. Heart of Jesus, heart of Jesus, come home.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We lift you up, God. You're so good to us. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We offer ourselves to you tonight. You have a home for us in your heart, in heaven. Father, a beautiful home in both places. We want to be with you, want to draw into you. That's why we're here tonight, not to hear performance, but to hear your heartbeat for us. Thank you, Lord. Every person that is sharing tonight is wanting each person that's hearing to come closer to the heart of Jesus, come home to the Father's heart. He's calling us closer. We might have known him for many years, but he's calling us closer, closer, closer to his heart of love for us, closer to his forgiveness for us. Thank you, God. You're so good to do that. We often, like wayward sheep, don't follow you as close as we should, as the shepherd, but you just call us closer to your heartbeat. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you tonight and always in Jesus' name.
Thank you. has a green light. David played the harp for Saul when he was being antagonized by the enemy, and the Lord, the Lord's Spirit worked through that instrument. So I just love to praise the Lord with the harp, and he gave me a song that, and I asked Christy to sing with me to just declare out who he is this Christmas season. So we're going to do that next.
Yours is the glory forever. Hello. Well, this is probably the only time that you'll hear a 10-minute sermon from me. So enjoy it. The length, at least. Yeah, you just add 10 more minutes and 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. Isaiah 9:2, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. We know who that light is now. Identified, Jesus Christ came as the light of the world, one of his 700 names and titles. He came at the darkest time in history, historians will tell us, the darkest time. Rome was over the earth, and they worshipped idols. They had a grip on the world, and the demonic grip on the world was worse than Rome's grip on the world. They needed a supernatural event, but God had already prophesied it and planned it to come at the time that it did come in history. And so if think of this, not much supernatural was happening because people were not receiving the supernatural. Are you hearing me? It was dark, very dark on the earth. They looked more to the power of Rome than they did the power of God. But God had a plan. And he started supernatural events with the announcement to Mary, of Gabriel's announcement to Mary. She is shocked in a sense that an angel shows up in her living quarters and gives her the most amazing prophecy, the most amazing thing that was going to happen to her that's ever been heard by any person. Incredible. She would have a virgin birth. How is this possible? It didn't take much explanation from the. And she supernaturally received it. The humility kicked in that was mentioned tonight. She had it, and it just. She. This amazing announcement of the angel. But. The supernatural just continued to happen. John the Baptist leapt in Elizabeth's womb when Mary showed up with the Savior of the world inside of her womb. Every move that Mary made, it was led by the Holy Spirit. It was led by dreams given to Joseph. He was led by supernatural dreams. Even the acceptance of this strange situation where he's the betrothed, he has a wife that's pregnant, you know, upcoming wife that's pregnant, and he's about ready to just book it because this is a shame on the family, and except that God went ahead and told him through an angel. Okay, I can't understand sign language. I'll do that. So every move that they made was made through listening to the Holy Spirit, dreams, visions, pictures given to them so that they could make the next right move. When you're carrying the Savior of the world, you want to make the next right supernatural move. They didn't make one wrong move. They're human, but they were led so closely by the Holy Spirit. They didn't make one wrong move. Why was that important? Babies died in the search for this Messiah that had been prophesied. Herod caught wind of it, and many children under the age of 2 perished, just like with Moses. Children around him were perishing. He was saved. Jesus was saved. Going to Egypt, led by a dream again, moving at the right timing, in the right timing, going to the place where they were to be taxed, Bethlehem to let them know the family name. Tax collectors got involved, and they still made the right moves. Incredible. Stars led wise men 2 years later to the very house where Jesus was. I don't know if you know it, but wise men were not there on the night of his birth. It was 2 years later that they showed up. But we need to make our nativities look nice. And so we have the wise men showing up at a different time than what the Bible says. But a star, a supernatural star, they're still trying to figure out, okay, now which star was that? Now, it could have been this one, it could have been that one. It was supernatural. Supernatural. Why can't we believe that if we believe in a virgin birth? We certainly can believe that a star was put up there supernaturally. All these supernatural events were because he came to save the world. They had to fall into exact place according to prophecy in the Old Testament. And every right move was made supernaturally. Do you know that it's supposed to continue? And it did from that time on. In Acts, they had that many more supernatural events after Jesus' life, giving out the gospel and healing and deliverance to people on the earth. The supernatural events kept happening. They've been quieter in some points of history than other points, but the supernatural has already been there since Jesus introduced the light into the darkness back when he came upon the earth as a man, the God-man, fully God, fully man. Supernatural things have been happening sometimes as an undercurrent, but in our day, they're ready to explode. We have had more dreams and visions in this body than ever in this past year. People have been receiving from God. It's right on time because Joel 2 and Acts 2 in the Bible prophesy that in the last days there's going to be more communication from God because we need it so much. We need that communication from him. And he's going to give dreams, visions, pictures. He's going to do supernatural events so we know he's on his way. You're going to see things in the heavens that you haven't seen before. How many have been paying attention to the northern lights this past summer? You know, that's a preview of other things. It got our eyes up into the sky. It's a preview of other things that are going to be much more dramatic than those faint northern lights. He's preparing our hearts all the time, as he did with Mary, with Joseph, with those that, John the Baptist's parents, Elizabeth and Zacharias. They had to be prepared for what was going to go down. And God was faithful to do that. He's doing that for us. Your born-again experience, if you've had that, leads you to having him as Lord and Savior, but also the supernatural is supposed to start happening. It's supposed to be active in your life. His names come to life in your more life in your life, and the supernatural starts happening in your life. That's what's supposed to happen. You're right on time. Well, you say, well, I haven't had a dream or a vision that I know of. You will. Aren't you excited? Yes. That God is going to invade your darkness, if there's any little darkness in you. He's going to invade it with more of what he wants to give you for communication in these days. So you're right on time. You're here to celebrate him and enter this new era of more communication from God. He's going to release it in fullness. And again, you need to be just a receiver. Do you need to know a whole lot? You need to know him. You need to be in communication with him. And he will increase his communication to you. You'll have new encounters. Your born-again experience is your first encounter with God in a significant way where it changed you. You're a different person. You're not the same as you were. Maybe he had encounters that led up to a dramatic born-again encounter. But that was the most impacting on your life. where you laid down your life to take up his life in you. You went from dead to alive. You were fully dead in your spirit. Can you imagine that? And now you're fully alive in your spirit, and you have you're like a great big device to receive all that God has, a receiver. And release it and teach you how to receive during this year. Are you ready for that? You know, Mary, did you know? How about the church? Do you know what's on God's radar, what he's going to bring to your heart in this next season? It's incredible. Father, we thank you for each one here. We pray, God, that they would fully receive all that God has for them in these days. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Merry Christmas. You can tell that I'm with little ones a lot. but we just want to end this service and bless you as we join together and sing Silent Night. If you're able to grab what's it called? Candle, but their battery, my gosh. So please grab that and turn it on. And I'm going to have the choir come back up, and we're going to sing this together. May you be blessed, and may you receive the power of his love and his majesty deep within you. And may you pour that out to every person that you are with tonight, tomorrow, and in the coming days. Everyone can come on up.
And as the choir is coming up, for those who are watching online and also those who are here, may this be a moment as we sing together of a deeper place of complete and total surrender. Just say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I surrender myself, and I invite you to take over my life as my Lord, as my Savior, as my King. I thank you, Father, that you've shown me that this is true, that I am a sinful person, and that sin is my problem, and that you came to remove that from my life so that I could live the life you created me to live. And I ask you to forgive me of my sin, because you were born to die for my sin and raised from the dead to give me new life. So I invite you to take over my life right now as my Lord, my Savior, because you lived your life as a human for me, but also as me, as a human being. So thank you, Lord. Let it be that you would experience that miracle tonight, a changed life where the Spirit of God comes right into your life and says, you are now in my kingdom, in my family, as my son, as my daughter. If that's you tonight, know that a miracle is taking place right as I'm speaking and you're agreeing, and as we're singing this out together, because there's glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to men, goodwill. Amen. Thank you so much for coming. God bless you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the night, a wonderful Christmas tomorrow, and be blessed. Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.